FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN political parties say local government must be held accountable for the challenges faced by the province's homeless. Representatives from the DA, EFF, IFP and MK parties participated in a dialogue in Durban to hear feedback from the homeless community ahead of next month's elections. Access to IDs and the ongoing struggle to be seen and heard were among the key issues raised by those living on the streets. DA MPL Mabato Tembe says despite conversations about homelessness, no action has been taken.
There has not been any assistance given to Abantu who are living on the streets who are homeless. And I think that it's time the governing party was trying to move the city to some accountability. There were task teams that had meant to be delivered completely in an issue. There were conversations that meant to be done.
North of Durban now, and local authorities have made their way to Westbrook Beach, where the body of a woman has been found lying on the shore. IPS's medical rescue Samantha Merrick says they received a call from a resident who made the discovery this morning.
Tongaat SAPS, Rashali SAPS Canine Search and Rescue and Marshall Security responded to Westbrook Beach after receiving reports of a body that had been washed ashore. The body has been recovered and will be handed over to Tongaat SAPS for further investigation.
The Human Rights Commission says both the Departments of Trade and Industry and Social Development have neglected to prioritise legislative measures aimed at curbing alcohol abuse. The Commission's released its investigative report into the Inyobeni Tavern tragedy that claimed the lives of 21 schoolchildren during a pens-down party in East London. Among other things, commissioners found that the health department failed to provide clear reports on the causes of the deaths, causing confusion and distress among families in 2022. Here's the HRC's Nomuhlubi Kwinana.
The bills such as the Liquor Amendment Bill of 2016 and the Control Marketing of Alcoholic Beverages Bill of 2013 have seen little to no progress in legislative process.
And Swiss food giant Nestle has rejected an NGO's claims that it adds sugar to products in developing countries. Public Eye said in a report last week that two baby food brands in low- and middle-income countries contain high levels of added sugar. The same products, though, are sold sugar-free in Switzerland. The company insists there are no double standards. It says its range of cereals for infants and young children are available with and without added sugars in many parts of the world. Nestle says its formula for babies under 12 months don't contain added sugars. It says it's been phasing out added sugars worldwide in products for children older than a year. A recap of our lead story. KZN political parties say local government must be held accountable for the challenges faced by the province's homeless. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Natarna Desen.